If you have not procured a 1983 NEWFM calendar yet, what are you waiting for? 1984? This year's theme is NEWFM Goes to the Movies.
Butch, you call that running?
You call that giving cover?
We gotta get out of this hole in the wall.
Hey, Sundance, did you see a little force out there?
No.
Good. For a minute there, I thought we were in trouble.
See your favorite NEWFM personalities and scenes from some of your favorite movies. To get your NEWFM calendar, just send a $7 check or money order to Calendar, care of NEWFM, P.O. Box 3500, Grand Central Station, New York, New York, 10163. You can also charge your NEWFM calendar on Visa or MasterCard. Raindrops keep falling on my head. All proceeds benefit the T.J. Martell Foundation for Leukemia Research.
This is Pete Fornital, and you're listening to the new Sunday morning program, Mixed Bag, at 102.7. By no small coincidence, my in-studio guest, Richie Havens. Richie, getting back to today's performances as opposed to yesterday's, what new material are you incorporating into your set that comes from some of the new writers that have attracted you in the last couple of years?
Well, there's a few songs that I sing. This particular song is a song that I happened to hear on a tape learned immediately, because it was right in line with my feelings about, in line with the way I think a story can be given to people to just make them think about a few things.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us?
Whatever those things are, you know, that happened to be in that. I think all my songs are like that, but this song happened to be one I could sing. Let's put it that way.
Can you tell us the writer and?
Yes, I've been trying to think and think and think. And, you know, my mind is so crazy because I've been working so much and rehearsing so much. My mind is blank right now. It's very, very difficult because I do things spontaneously when I get on stage. And it's very difficult for me to even recite a song when I don't have a guitar in my hand.
Wow.
Because unless I'm singing it, because basically I don't play off stage.
Hmm.
And that's the reason, you know. I don't play any of my material off stage. It's right on the stage at the time. It's very, you know,
so that's its
direct.
That's its natural habitat.
Yes, yes. And so it's very difficult for me to think about.
Well, you do it for us, and we
it's
will...
It's very interesting.
We will credit the writer down the road.
Maybe my friend will remember. And I hope I do it right. Closed, the water's high. It's raining fire, the sky's alive. Don't run, forget your gun. 'Cause this one just may be the last one. So long, Jerusalem. The Grand Canyon and the Parthenon, they were all one. Thy will be done. 'Cause this one just may be the last. Understand, I love my brothers and my fellow man. We are not deaf, dumb, or blind citizens. To know that this may be the last one, to know that this.
this may be the last one.
At NEWFM, our special guest, Richie Havens. You have always had impeccable taste in choosing selections. That certainly hasn't changed any over the years. That's called The Last One. Richie, I asked you earlier about some of the early stuff. This is a question that has always been on my mind. Why hasn't there been the definitive Richie Havens collection put together in this country?
Very good question. Many years ago, I did a... Let me put it this way. It's the way the record business is structured, basically. It has a large part to do with a lot of things that happen in the outside realm to the public that appears to be very standard and organized. But sometimes it doesn't work that way. You know, sometimes. In my case, when I first started playing, the music I was playing was not really considered commercial. That was one of the reasons I was very good, that this radio station was like that in those days. Sure. It was very, very interesting how we all started together to be able to express. I think it served its purpose in its time, you know, and that was what it was for.
Well, maybe this very show here is an indication that when you chose the year 1983, you might have had the opening up that's happening right here.
Well, I do feel it's come full turn, completely. I think we... I say it on stage like this. I say in the 1950s, a lot of people forget the 1950s because of the 1960s, but it really started in the 1950s, and it started with rock and roll. In the 1950s, I would say, you know, that was when the entire world was dumb, you know. And then in the 1960s, we got hip, you know, some of us. And then in the 1970s, it took us about 10 years to figure out what that meant, getting hip, you know. And then here we are in the 1980s, we're back to the 1950s all over again. And that's really what it is, you know. What I was probably referring to with 1983 subconsciously was that might be the time when the ending of the cycle might be there and the beginning might be starting again subconsciously. And that's what I find is the case.
Well, here we are.
Yes, indeed. We're back to the beginning. We're starting a new trek into the future as a common movement with much, much more understanding and feeling and awareness than we had in those days as a common body of a nation or what have you, it has a much, much more sensitivity than it ever did before, and it's about to receive more sensitivity just in the fact that it has to adjust to these next few years. And I think that's what we're due to have regardless. Anyway, that's part of the nature that we've been purporting to be to the world as Americans anyway, and now we have to really face up,
you see,
and that's what's happening to us, and that's what I think is totally positive, I gotta tell you, Pete.
What you've just been saying to me triggered an image in my mind, the most vivid picture that the mass audience has of Richie Havens came from not the event, not the record, but the motion picture Woodstock.
Mm-hmm.
Here is that singularly electric performance. I remember the screen. One of the great cinematic images, I don't know if it was by accident or design, was that close-up in CinemaScope of your sandaled foot just tapping out the beat. I just think of that as such a symbol of that event and of that time. Mm-hmm. Now it's 13 or 14 years looking back, did it really happen?
Yes, it did, and that's what one of the beautiful things about it was. You know, one of the beautiful things about that was, and unfortunate in this country, but very fortunate in the rest of the world, one of the beautiful things about that was that it was history, and that we didn't so much make a fuss over the fact that it was history because we were part of the event. And most of the people who got to see the movie who were considered themselves not a part of the event, even though they were sitting at the event.
Sure.
Still related more to it as history than we did even. And we must, at that point, go outside of the boundaries of national understanding and spirit and what have you and mm-hmm. say, how did it really affect the rest of the world? Well, it affected the rest of the world as real history. And that young people had made a statement that was mixed with older generation as well. There was a lot of the older generation in that film, in the public, saying, hey, the young people are not as crazy as everybody says they are. Mm-hmm. And that was a little glue on the generation gap that used to be completely a chasm before that, right, as far as the 1950s went. And a lot transpired in that occasion that served a very subtle purpose for the rest of the youth of the world, which under much, much more domineering circumstances were allowed the freedom to express themselves using that as a role model. And in all of these years, they have now, you know, even in those days when we went to Europe, a large part of the time when we went there, we heard on the radio our very early 1950s music. So we said, wow, they're way behind. Hmm. Now I fail to find that the case. I find they are far advanced. And all of Europe is far advanced because they took it much, much more seriously than we did.
You know, there seems to be these days this revisionist attitude towards Woodstock, that it was a negative experience, not the positive experience that it was believed to be at the time. So I guess you don't share that. We're not going to rewrite history or revise it.
No, because I think it took all of the 1970s to saturate this country with the understanding of what that movie had to say. Mm-hmm. To the people outside of the event. And it took all of those years to do it here. However, it took just the event to do it to the rest of the world, and they have been living it all of that time. So our failure is in understanding that there was a saturation of good vibes mm-hmm. that came from the 1960s that went out to everybody, and that saturation had been so naturally adjusted in the people who used to have bad vibes it's taken for granted, as we take so many other things for granted in this country, such as luxury, as being a normal way of living. And we find that that's not just so, but what we really need to live and to survive is not really so much, you know, not a lot. I eat when I'm hungry, so that's me. But I know a lot of people eat when they're hungry, and maybe that's once a day, once every other day, when you remember.
Right.
If you're a working person in that kind of system, it's when you remember,
right,
you know, or when you're really hungry. I can only believe that physiologically, when you're really hungry, the body knows exactly what to do with what you eat directly. So you are really much, much more serving the body that way than not. So I think that there's a lot of adjustments that are being subtly given to us.
Sure.
To learn and accept and to agree upon, it's not so bad, you know, I mean, to think first of what you really need. Then you realize how much you didn't need. And then at that point, it's not such a bad picture, you know, it's really the truth.
Richie, here we stand on the threshold of a new year. What can we expect from you this year in the way of projects and otherwise?
I'm working on a lot of things. I just finished an album in Italy called Common Ground. It's being released in Italy and here as well. I think probably near the end of January. It's a collaboration with an Italian artist who is a very, very fine musician and singer. He's been number one in Italy for 3 years now, and I realized it's about that time when another invasion is about to hit us, and I think it's coming from Italy. You're the first to hear this beat on air. You're the first to find out where the next invasion's going to come from.
The Italian invasion.
That's right, because we are
a lot of bad jokes come to mind. But
no, but we are in lack of inspiration. You uh-huh. see now, musically. And that's why I found this music, musical inspiration on a tour. When I was over there, I found musical inspiration in Italy, coming out of Naples.
So it's possible that I might be related to the new Beatles.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Pete. It's absolute truth.
Richie, can I impose upon you to do... I mentioned the Beatles. Why don't we just get right to it? Can I impose upon you to do yet another selection that is that has become so identified with you over the years? You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. I'll tell you what. I'm really trying. This cold has really got me. So please forgive my throat out there, you guys.
Done.
I'm really trying it again. So early in the morning. For me, anyway.
Apologize to no one for any reason. Terrific as ever. Richie Havens, our guest today on Mixed Bag at 102.7. And one that you steal these songs away from other people. I don't know. As you said.
No, I just really appreciate what they said and how they wrote it.
Oh, sure.
Really.
Sure. That has been your gift, of course, and I hope it continues to be, Richie. Thank you for taking time out for this program that you are one of the spiritual and musical fathers of.
Wow.
Thank you for letting us borrow the title for a while as well. We will. It'll be in good hands.
My pleasure.
I promise you that. Come back anytime.
Thank you for the honor.
Continued success to you. Well, this is it. That's the second one now. Mixed Bag Sundays, 10 until noon, right here at 102.7. If you liked what you heard, let us know. If you have any suggestions, do that too. My name is Pete Fornital. You can reach me at any WFM 655 3rd Avenue, New York, 10017. I'll be back Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock and next Sunday from 10 until noon right here at 102.7 NEWFM in New York.